From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, during her Thursday press conference, announced that fall classes in public schools this year will be virtual at least through September the 7th. Public Education Department officials initially proposed a hybrid plan combining in-person classroom time with remote online learning, but the governor said during her press conference that the rates of the spread and positivity for the coronavirus was just too risky. After a 5th District judge overturned the governor's mandate to prohibit inside dining at New Mexico restaurants on Monday, the New Mexico Supreme Court later that day overturned the district judge's decision and reinstated the mandate. Well, that decision did not sit well with State Senator Cliff Pirtle, who represents Chavez, Eddy, and Otero counties, and he's going to rally the troops in a protest against the governor on Sunday, something he's been doing for the last couple of weeks.
We're going to do a protest again this Sunday, and I think after this court ruling and the way this was handled, we need all the patriots, regardless of party affiliation, regardless of anything. If you are concerned that you're going to lose your job, lose your house, lose your car, not be able to pay for your kids' tuition in college, and they're going to lose their future, you need to be there. Chavez County Courthouse at 7 p.m. this Sunday night. Show up with signs. We're going to be respectful. We're going to protest peacefully, but we're going to have our signs. Open up New Mexico. Enough is enough. We can social distance. We can keep each other safe. But at some point, we can save lives by opening the economy.
Again, that protest rally will be Sunday at 7 at the Chavez County Courthouse in Roswell. The Roswell City Council on Thursday night approved a directive to the city manager to not enforce the governor's emergency health order. City Manager Joe Neeb said he could not give a response of what that directive means without having a conversation with his staff. Roswell police are looking for a driver who hit a 2-year-old boy, took the boy to his mother, and then left the scene. The incident happened at the intersection of Greenwood Avenue and Cherry Street just before 7:30 Thursday night. The 2-year-old was taken to a local hospital, then transported to a medical unit in Lubbock. He remains in intensive care, but in stable condition. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.